T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jeopardy is seeking a new host after the passing of Alex Trebek. They're going to start production again on the 30th of this month. And they're looking at interim hosts to kind of fill the spots until they find somebody permanent. I know they were looking at LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow and Star Trek.
I think that would work.
He's, you know, personable enough and nice enough, but still, like, boring and dry enough to do the show.
Yeah.
They were also looking at George Stephanopoulos, which I don't
really
see.
No, and I don't think the cameras can pan down that low.
They were even looking at Dane Cook.
Nah.
You remember him?
Yeah, of course. No, not funny.
Loud comedian with the Kool-Aid bit.
A lot of people thought he was really funny. I sit there and just with my mouth open going,
I thought he had a couple good bits, but he lost me the way like Sam Kinison lost me, where it's
I'm just going to shout at you, and that's what's funny. But I love Sam Kinison.
It's like, all right, dude, like you could get that same point across without spitting on my face.
There's no food in the desert. There's no food in the desert. Move. You remember when he was going to get everybody U-Haul boxes that lived in impoverished areas in the desert?
So, yeah, Dane Cook, I don't see. But the first interim person they've chosen is a former champion. He's actually one of the best Jeopardy players of all time. Former contestant Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings is going to be host. When does it start?
Well, November 30th, they resume production. So
you know he's going to have a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, he was the best one. How could you not?
This is a bad idea.
Welcome back to Jeopardy. I'm your host, Ken Jennings, the smartest Jeopardy champion ever. Our game is in progress. Bill, you choose.
I'll take Alexander Graham Bell for $1,610.
Bell co-invented the first of these devices, which was used on Civil War vets with bullets still in their bodies. Bill.
What is a stethoscope?
Oh my God, what a dumb answer. What is this, remedial Jeopardy? Gina?
What is a blood pressure cuff?
Did you mean sphygmomanometer? That's what your blood pressure cuff is actually called, but it's still wrong, moron. Terrence?
What is a syringe?
Holy crap! It's embarrassing how stupid you people are. I have more points than all of you, and I'm not even playing. The answer is metal detector. Metal detector! You know, the thing that would start beeping if I put it near your heads? You're so stupid! How did you even get on this show? You're a disgrace! Rick Stacy!